This was needless. War should not be a game. Ned turned to the woman beside the cart, shrouded in grey, face hidden, but for her eyes. The Silent Sisters prepared men for the grave, and it was ill fortune to look on the face of death. Send his armour home to the Vale. The mother will want to have it.
It is worth a fair piece of silver, Sir Barristan said. The boy had it forged special for the tourney. Plain work, but good. I do not know if he had finished paying the smith.
He paid yesterday, my lord, and he paid dearly, Ned replied. And to the Silent Sister he said, Send the mother the armour. I will deal with this smith. She bowed her head. Afterwards, Sir Barristan walked with Ned to the king's pavilion. The camp was beginning to stir. Fat sausages sizzled and spit over fire pits, spicing the air with a sense of garlic and pepper. Young squires hurried about on errands as their masters woke, yawning and stretching to meet the day. A serving man with a goose under his arm bent his knee when he caught sight of them.
"My lords,"
he muttered, as the goose honked and pecked at his fingers. The shields displayed outside each tent heralded its occupant. The silver eagle, a sea guard. Bryce Caron's field of nightingales. A cluster of grapes for the red wines. Brindle boar, red ox, burning tree, white ram, triple spiral, purple unicorn, dancing maiden, black adder, twin towers, horned owl, and last, the pure white blazons of the King's Guard, shining like the dawn.